One small gift has the power to have an immediate and lasting impact. We invite you to become a sustaining supporter for our efforts with just a $5 a month donation. By joining now, you'll be part of an incredible movement towards positive change. Tap more below and take action with others like you right now. Your small gift is seconds away, and so is the news that you trust. Don't hesitate to make the difference. The world needs your support, and we thank you in advance. Doug Emhoff's comparison of educational discourse to that of the horrible events of the 1930s has caused an uproar among entitled parents and other members of the conservative circles who've been quick to label his remarks as scandalous product of his party's agenda. I'm Gary Franchi, and news breaks every day here. Be the first to know when. Tap subscribe and stay informed. Doug Emhoff, husband to Vice President Kamala Harris, recently stirred up controversy by invoking the horrible events of the 1930s in reference to school board meetings. He made the alarming comparison during a discussion with former aide Simone Sanders about his trip to Eastern Europe. Washington Examiner reports that the husband of Kamala Harris drew parallels between divisions that have flared up at school board meetings and the events that led to the horrible events of the 1930s. The remarks were made by Emhoff, who has made combating anti-Semitism a priority in a conversation with former Vice President's aide Simone Sanders. In a tweet, Nikki Neely stated Vice President Kamala Harris' husband, Doug Emhoff, likens the hate that led to the horrible events of the 1930s to the frustrations of parents speaking out at school board meetings. The Biden admin's vitriol towards parental involvement in education knows no bounds. Take a look.
To talk about how we can combat hate and anti-Semitism. I also met some Ukrainian refugees who were there, and we need to support them. And I met one woman who was saved in the Holocaust in Germany, settled in Ukraine, and is now a refugee again back in Berlin, where she originally left as a Jew in the Holocaust. So you can't, these are the stories that are happening out there. And so this stuff is so important. This hate is interconnected. You see it in the discourse in the country right now. You see it in the divide that we have, and that just going to the school meeting, you see that hate that is out there. We've got to step up and speak out, and we've got to call out the cowards out there. People, as my wife likes to say, these so-called leaders, but she's right, because you can't be in leadership if you're not going to lead.
I like how they continually refer to parents' anger as hatred. It's not. They're simply frustrated with what their children are being force-fed and indoctrinated in the public school system. The parents and activists have pushed back against certain types of classroom education on race and other hot-button topics in recent years at school board meetings. Republican lawmakers have scrutinized the Biden administration over a Justice Department memo requesting the FBI investigate alleged threats to school board members. The memo was featured prominently in the recent congressional hearing about the weaponization of the FBI. And according to whistleblowers, the FBI used threat tags to investigate parents who protested at school board meetings. New snitch lines maintained by the Justice Department targeted parents. In the FBI investigation, there was a mother who was deemed a threat for owning guns and belonged to a mom group called Moms for Liberty. Take a look.
I can't imagine any circumstance in which the Patriot Act would be used in the circumstances of parents complaining about their children, nor can I imagine a circumstance where they would be labeled as domestic terrorism.
Fox News contributor Laura Trump joins us now. Good morning to you, Laura.
Morning, Ainsley.
Good morning. So this is all coming out now. They said there are two Republican congressmen, Jim Jordan and Mike Johnson. They say they have proof of this. They say that they found that there was a snitch line for tips about parents at school board meetings. And they give different examples, which I can go through in a minute. But what's your response to this?
I mean, this is totally outrageous. I think as we all knew, something was going on with this. We heard about this and people felt like there was an effort out there to silence parents. Well, now we know that it was true. And I think Americans are getting increasingly frustrated knowing that our taxpayer money, our government agencies, it seems like are not doing what their intended purpose is, which is working for us, the American citizen. It is, you know, going to further a political narrative very clearly for one side. You know, you look at this situation, and it's pretty clear that just days after the school board raised a flag to the FBI, they started looking into and investigating parents. One mom that apparently was part of a right-leaning moms group, mm-hmm. another guy that looked like an insurrectionist, whatever that means.
Yeah, whatever that means indeed. Doug Hemhoff's comparison of the divisions of school board meetings to the events that caused the horrible events in the 1930s has been met with a mixture of shock and outrage. To some, these entitled political mobs are simply pushing their radical agenda, but to veteran parents, this type of rhetoric is a scandal and an attack on their right to express freedom of speech. Emhoff's remarks echo through communities across America where children become pawns in heated arguments and are exposed to these remarks instead of being able to focus on their education. It's a damning situation and one that should come with repercussions for those willing to use this type of discourse. Let's continue the conversation in the comments below for the Next News Network. I'm Gary Franchi. Thanks for watching that report. In the latest survey of Americans, nearly half of them also selected eating healthier, exercising more, or losing weight as their primary goal in the near future. In spite of the fact that 9 out of 10 people who make resolutions are confident they'll stick to them, nearly 80% of them are likely to fail to accomplish them. In order to jumpstart your New Year resolutions, I recommend starting with this amazing keto powder as one of the easiest ways to help you achieve your goals. Regardless of where you are on your health journey, you can reap the benefits of being in ketosis for weight loss no matter where you are. The time is right for you to go to ketowithgary.com to get your bag. That's ketowithgary.com. Simply click more to find the link below to get yours. In addition to saving 51%, you'll also receive several bonuses to help you take control of your health in the new year. So make sure you take advantage of them. If you don't like it, you can get your money back within 60 days of trying it. It'll be worth your time to click the link and you will thank me later for it. We'll see you at the next report for the Next News Network. I'm Gary Franchi.
You possess the power to impact the global narrative. Please share this report. And to get more videos like this, become a Next News subscriber by clicking the link below. Thank you for watching the Next News Network.